The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. Divine wisdom is what guides you along a spiritual path. It is this inner knowing that helps you to witness yourself as infinitely more abundant, loving, incredible. It is your inner wisdom that guides you to live your highest potential and to experience all that you are, even as you continue to expand and seek more. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, you will hear what insights, offerings, and truth have helped others conquer their fears, be resilient, live empowered and happy. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients as they have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and as they have reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness the infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. All of us are on a sacred path. When we awaken to this, we easily access the guidance of our inner wisdom, and we see the beauty of life unfolding in perfect ways to help us manifest all of what we want. I hope that each episode of this podcast can offer something relevant and timely for you, and that the sacred path that you are on is one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. This is what you've been waiting for. In this episode, we dive into the many reasons why you need love, why we all need it, why we all go in search of it, why it becomes a deliberate focus and calling, and how it enables you to thrive, that you might step out into the world each day, knowing with certainty that someone, that others have your back, that you are cared for and important, and that your life matters. Real love is different from what you typically think of when speaking about romantic or familial love. Real love is the unconditional and continuous flow of unquestionable care. Care meaning that you care about the other person's well-being, and that you hold empathy and compassion towards them for situations that may cause them to suffer. That you are kind, considerate, non-judgmental. That you are respectful. Forgiving. This is not allowing someone to continue to hurt you and cause harm, but forgiving as you retain healthy boundaries and choices that honor your needs and safety, and acceptance, and of validating the worth of another through your appreciation and encouragement of them, because within them exists the same possibility and potential that exists within you. The idea that we can love another human being or any living being without conditions means that another person is not required to be or do exactly as we decide they should or ought to. Real love is the ability to honor the goodness of another, their perfect inner nature, and their ability to be love in action. You can provide perspective, insight, and honesty to another to help them on their journey, but with the understanding that they must rise up to live as their highest self by their own free will choice. This means finding the good in those that you have easily found fault with, or who have let you down, or who have willingly harmed you by their words and actions, That's quite a lot to ask of ourselves, to hold loving kindness towards another whom we may not even like. In this way, love is love of the present aspects of another. It is love of humanity because we all have the capacity for goodness, even if we do not always choose this. We all have the free will choice that brings us into a state of heightened awareness, and to act from this conscious and inspired state that seeks to do the right thing, to live just and honorably, because that is how we ultimately feel at our best. Witness the generosity of your spirit, that each one of us are capable of, to seeing the good in another, even as we may witness what inner struggles, uncertainty, and inaccurate beliefs they may also hold. How you do this is through your conscious decision to love all human beings for their goodness, and to be willing to see the good in others, even when at that very moment they are not acting of their good. And something else to know, when you live of the present moment, instinctive and free, your heart wide open to the pure witnessing of this moment, and to choose based on the ever-present path of your heart, you live of inspired consciousness and of your free will. Your heart wide open allows you to make spontaneous choices, driven by the flourishing of perpetual happiness, and your decisions congruent to what you love to do and what matters most, aligned with your highest level goals and the path that you have chosen. We all have the ability to live as love in action. It begins with a choice. You must decide it. You must want to live of your heart, to make the connection between living in abundance, in appreciation, in harmony, with seeing the good in your life, in your ability to be this, and to recognize that this is your inherent state of being. This is not to ignore the need for making well thought out decisions that may include logical, analytical thought, but ultimately what you decide must always be driven by humanitarian acts of compassion, generosity, and care. You must treat others with respect and kindness even when they are unable to do the same. Real love is love given freely to all humanity. It is respectful action towards another and all living beings. To live in the embodiment of real love also means that no intended harm or killing is done to any living beings. If each one of us were to practice real love in this way, then the need for war would be replaced by a global consciousness of community, of working together in a united cause, of finding solutions that are informed, educated, and conscious-driven, without harm to others, and to live together in harmony. This has always been possible. It is especially so when we focus on always doing the right and most honorable thing, first and foremost, and to make our individual and our global decisions with the highest level of consciousness and in loving kindness. Real love preempts the need to blame, to be critical, to hold grudges, the need to seek to be better than another out of a quest that is ego-driven. Rather, Your nature of loving kindness allows you to feel inspired by others, to discover, to learn, to evolve yourself. We can compete in ways that instill cooperative means for the future of the planet and for progression and peak performance without seeking power or privilege over another in a way that is harmful and destructive. Real love is a kindness felt among all human beings that raises the bar for how we choose to approach and live collaboratively, to enjoy far more the simple pleasures of life all around us, and to share and help each other so that we all thrive in the betterment of the planet. Your decision to live as a being of love inspires the very thing that we all stand for. To be love is to feel authentic and true love as what you are. Just as clear and distinct as you would feel each breath whenever you hold attention to this. Your ability to be love and to witness it first in your heart is the path of freedom, of conscious choice, and of meaning and purpose. And to witness it first in your heart center as energy, calmness, joy, expansion, presence, is the path of freedom, of conscious choice, and of meaning and purpose. To be love is to live as your highest self, also what is known as the best version of yourself. What becomes important is to place yourself in a state of love by choice. For some, the question will be, how do I do this? My mind instantly floods with the thoughts of the day. I have so much to do. I can't seem to catch a break. I feel overwhelmed. I don't even have time to take care of my needs properly. Things upset me. I just can't let things go. I have too much to worry about. You don't need to do anything more to witness the conscious expression of love summoned by your desire of it. You need to hold onto the certain knowing that you, hear this, you already are this. You already are love. You just need to become better at opening yourself to this, of allowing love in, of letting this energy of love be you, stepping out of the barriers you have constructed, the socially driven constraints and proverbial mores that we have all learned, and to receive this, to let this love be what you live as. Let it be your inner light shining through into everything. Let your love shine brightly. Let the energy of love open you to feelings of happiness and joy that are already here, that have always been right here waiting for you to notice, for you to choose to feel them, to allow them to overtake you, and then to realize that you have always been this. Consider the words that best describe this feeling, this state of being, of pure love, the energy of wholeness, and the experience of what you truly are. Then choose to live this in each moment, and to return to this state when you notice that you have moved away from this. This is the experience of love that is what we all have the potential to be. Whenever we live by choice from this expansive, blissful state, it is a feeling akin to living in joy, in bliss, feeling high on life because you recognize just how incredible it is, how incredible you are, how you have infinite choices and the freedom to decide the course of your life right here, right now, no matter where on your path you currently are. You can always begin to choose out of love, out of wonder for the life you live, the life you want, and to begin with the experience of love unconditionally, most easily felt throughout your being as this vibrant life force, this powerful state of happiness that is not determined by anything, just your deliberate and conscious choosing to be love in action. This source of real love, this deep, resounding, unconditional love, is the feeling that you must hold for yourself. If not, it becomes a state you choose ceaselessly in that which is external to you, in what others may offer and give to you, in what your job or your friends may reinforce, or what substances or altered states you seek to give you a similar feeling. I'm here to remind you of what you have already witnessed, of what you know is true because you have lived this. The feelings of true love, real love, unconditional spiritual love is of light and goodness that fill your being, that allow you to feel expansive and carefree. This you can experience for yourself by choice, and you must. And please, if you feel discouraged by any part of this, or if you are struggling to find your way into self-love and the true state of oneness with all that is good, all that is possible, all that is love, please reach out to me and let me help. I will leave for you in the notes here links to more free resources on this, as well as a new Wisdom Self-Love Toolkit, all of which may become for you a guiding source of inspiration and healing to help you live whole and to choose this inward state of love, to open your heart to it so beautifully. This is right now what the world needs most, for us to practice what we are innately able to be and what we have always been able to live as. As a conscious choice and for the rest of your life, be the visionary of love that you already are. And some first steps to help you begin. Be peaceful. Live with kindness unto yourself, and then as you are to all others. Know that your actions, your decisions to live with compassion and love supersede any religion. They are not of religion. They are first of you. Try it for yourself. Witness how peaceful and happy you feel each time that you practice living as love, being this towards all others, seeing firsthand just how wonderful this feels and how much better your life becomes as you walk the planet in love of life, love in action, as your highest priority. This is the loving kindness, generosity, care, and compassion that will be the new way, the new model for how we are to live life. Please, once again, remember to check out the episode notes for resources to help you embrace this teaching, to live as love in far more moments of your life and by choice. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please check out the many others here. And I invite you to subscribe to the podcast. I always appreciate hearing from you and receiving your feedback and questions. And so please share your experience of being and offering real love to another, and of course, unto yourself. I hope it's an amazing week for you. I hope that you will practice being love often. Sending you all of my love, this is Dorothy. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.